Hello and good Sunday afternoon. Tonight, well today, whenever you're listening to this, whether it be in the morning, on your drive to work, right before you work out, or even during your workout, wherever you're listening to this at, thank you so much. We are in for a real treat today. We're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics in mathematics. It directly relates to a YouTube video that I made not too long, well, about a year ago, regarding relations and relation tables. So today we're going to be talking about the division algorithm. And before we get started, I want to state the theorem. We won't really talk about what, you know, integers A and B are, but we are going to talk about how we can use remainders and things like that in everyday life. Okay, so the division algorithm theorem 1.1, let A be and B be integers with B greater than zero. There must exist a unique integers Q and R such that A equals B Q plus R, and R is greater than or equal to zero and strictly less than B. Now, let's break it down. What does that mean? Okay. So we have a number, and let's take, I don't know, 5, for example. 5 is, 1, an odd number, and 2, it can be broken down further. So something, if you're comfortable with mathematics, you can think about on your own time, is that every single number has a unique prime factorization. If you want to talk more about that IRL, hit me up, because that's pretty fun. That's fun to prove and that's fun to talk about. But every number can be broken down. So let's take 5. Back to the example, I apologize. So 5 is equal to 4 times 1 plus 1. That's pretty interesting because we proved that there are two integers, 4 and 5, that one can be multiplied by another integer and added to a remainder to equal one another. Let's take a real life example. Let's say we have 5 people in our group, and we have 23 M&Ms to pass out. Not just any M&Ms, we have almond M&Ms to pass out. So they are in high demand, hot commodity. Everybody is trying to get those almond M&Ms. So 5 people, 23 M&Ms. That means everybody gets 4 M&Ms, 4 whole M&Ms, but there's 3 left over, right? Well, who's going to get those 3? And you know it's your girl. So I'm going to get 7. Just kidding. The most honorable thing to do is to pick out of a hat, and whoever's name is called, they get the 3 extra M&Ms. But we can run into this in a lot of things regarding people, especially when we're in groups or trying to, yeah, I mean, for me personally, the division algorithm comes into play into equality, right? So, if you think about the division algorithm in a sense of a population, right? Let's say you are the school's graduate admissions program, okay? And in this graduate admissions program, you need X amount of exercise sports science majors, X amount of biology majors, X amount of business majors. Well, let's say there's 1,000 people. And it just so happens that, you know, it's split 50-50. There's 50 biology majors and, or 50% biology majors, 50% business majors. So you don't have any exercise sports science majors, right? That's particularly annoying because you want to achieve this equality. You have these spots open. A nifty way around this is to offer something to the biology majors and say, hey, if you don't get in, we have this option. Would you be interested in that? That's kind of like the remainder, right? So let's say you're a biology major. You want to go to biology grad school. Okay, cool. So you apply to biology grad school. All right. And you can think about this in a way like an avenue, it's a plan, it's a workaround. So maybe you don't get into the biology graduate program, but you can get into the exercise sports program, right? That's kind of a workaround. That can probably get you to the job that you want to eventually, you know, get to. So it's kind of like a remainder. We have these two numbers, and we need to prove that they're equal. Five doesn't equal four, but five can equal many different things. Five can equal four times one plus one. Five can equal two times two plus one. 5 can equal 3 times 1 plus 2. And if you're following my my thought process right here, we're just kind of going down integers, right? We started with 4, then we went 3, 2. So this is something you can, it's a math problem, right? It's a math theorem that you can prove. But there's kind of a life lesson in this. And it's that maybe sometimes things don't work out the way that you want them to. But if you stay persistent and you show resilience, you'll get there. I like to hold on to that belief, and I think it can be shown in the division algorithm. And you want to get to five, right? But sometimes you're not always going to just have 5 times 1. Sometimes you're going to be presented with 4 times 1. You got to figure out the remainder. You got to figure out what to do to get to your 5. So that's true with life, right? Maybe things don't work out and you don't get into whatever degree program you wanted to. you weren't presented with the best options. That's fine. You just got to find the remainder to get you to where you want to go. So, thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, math can be used in so many different places, but today it really exemplified, this episode really exemplified what math is to the core. It's kind of like the deeper level math is truly training your mind and just thinking about things in such a different way that you've ever thought of. It really is a beautiful discipline to get involved in. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you join me for the next one.